Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Mark Knopfler bringing us back. Dire Straits is his band. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth Sherman's our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Secrets is their new book, The 30 Best, Most Effective, Most Overlooked Marketing and Personal Branding Essentials. That's an important book, folks, from the speech coach to the stars. Ruth, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
It's ruthsherman.com, Jim.
Pretty easy. And you'll see her beautiful face there when you go. Ruth, we're talking about the challenges, frankly, I think we can call them that, the challenges that the marketplace is having in finding enough qualified people to work, people who will and qualified. The internals on the research, Ruth, shows that qualified doesn't just mean that they can do the job. It means that they show up. And that they know how to wear clothes and how to dress and you know what I mean, and they could pass a blood test. So there are not enough qualified people to work, and you're concerned, as am I, that the older folks, the baby boomers, the upper end of the baby boomers, are being categorized as being out of touch, over the hill, irrelevant. What do you think?
I think that that's true.
And there was a study you were going to tell us about.
Yeah, there's a study that was done by AARP, the lobbying organization for people over 50, is what they call themselves at this point. Mm-hmm. They're really just a big insurance company.
It's a big lobbying organization is what they are.
Big lobbying organization, exactly. But that's what they study. Yeah. And they did a study about the images that are presented in advertising that caricature older people. They show older people who are, let's say, 60 and up, as being old and gray and out of shape and, you know, doing things that they are not doing, such as, you know, leisure activities.
How about selling their insurance policy because they don't have enough money? How about refinancing their home to a reverse mortgage or whatever? What gets me is these are people who are probably the actors are probably no more than 62. They've all got white hair, but they make it sound like they're over the hill. They're on their last leg, don't they?
They totally do. And here's the other thing to keep in mind, while they're advertising to them, right? While they're advertising to this age group, these people hold trillions of dollars in spending power, the older people. And of course, they're a third of the population.
Right.
At this point. But what you and I are focused on is why they are being disregarded as capable workers when the labor shortage is as tight as it is. And partly this is because younger people, younger bosses, whether they're millennials, whether they're Gen X or Gen Y, are somehow being influenced that these folks can't do the job. And that is just nonsense.
Well,
it's just nonsense.
And and part of the reason, I think, Ruth, is because the younger people who believe that don't have a high regard for some of the memories that these people have, the older people have, that are not their fundamental. I have a thing that I say, Ruth, there's old school, then there's new school, and those are all valid, but the fundamentals are the school. They're not old or new, they're the school. And these older folks know the school that any younger person can benefit from, and that's one of the things that's being missed. What do you think?
I agree with you, and it's very difficult to understand or to know why it is the way it is. I think partly it is because the image, the language, what we do, if we believe that language and these types of things influence the way we think, feel, and behave, then that makes sense. At the same time, I think that what older workers really bring, I think their superpower when they come to a workplace is people. is managing people, and that's because of the wisdom
interpersonal,
that multiplies and compounds
face.
With age. Correct.
Yeah.
Things just don't get you down the way they do when you're younger. There's not. We talked earlier before we hopped on the broadcast. We talked about the way the drama, right?
Right.
We talked about drama. There's much less drama.
Mm-hmm.
There's much less drama
because because the older folks have been through this, and we know that. Hey, you know what? Yeah, that's kind of bad, but we live to fight another day.
That's correct. We've seen worse at this point. we've seen every kind of bad actor and every kind of good one.
I like to say I've been thrown out of better places than this.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. But again, I think that we really need to change our thinking around it. I mean, it's one of the things that I hope to write about and do more speaking on this exact topic, because there is so much being wasted,
and it's not just, it's not only the right thing to do for the people, it's the right thing to do for our country.
Exactly. I was so glad you said that. It was on the tip of my tongue. It
Sorry.
Is the right thing to do for our country. Yeah.
For the economy, for the well-being of our citizenry.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
What do older and younger people need to do to work together more?
Well, I think first of all, we've got to change our mindset. We've got to shift our thinking. You know. Older people are allowed to become older because of innovation, right? Innovation
right.
in medical care. Well, there has to be some innovation in the way we think about it.
Yeah.
So I would say if innovation is the big buzzword, and it is, and it has been for a while, and it will continue to be, then innovative thinking is absolutely
And I'd like to add
dictated.
To that mutual respect. Let's establish
mutual respect.
The mutual respect up and down the generations. Great. That'll go along with RuthSherman.com is the website. Hey, Ruth, good job. Will you come back soon?
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Ruth Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.